like 7 of them.
Hi, thank you for calling customer support. This is Melina. Can I get your zip code, please? Hello?
Hello?
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Melina. Can I get your zip code?
Yes, it's 40033.
Thank you, ma'am. And what's your first and last name?
Tabitha Thomas.
Thank you, Ms. Thomas. Can you verify the shipping address for security purposes?
It's 227 Blandford Lane, Apartment 2, Lebanon, Kentucky, 40033.
Okay, ma'am. So I do see here that you just placed an order with us for the Melody Buds. Those are wireless earbuds. Looks like you placed
$7.92.
They're called Melody Pods. They're wireless earbuds. You paid
yeah.
$7.92 shipping and handling.
It says $5 and something. And then after I got to the end of it, it said I paid like $13 and something. I didn't agree to all that.
They charge you $7.92, and they a dollar of that, I guess, is $1.90. I think it's $1.95 of that is shipping insurance, but it's also showing that and I don't see that another there. It looked like there was another sale, but
yeah,
it didn't go through.
I was getting the watch and the pod.
Had you wanted the watch as well?
Well, I mean, that's fine if that's what I'm getting. But are y'all going to be charging my card any more than what you already charged it? Because it said it was just a trial, and I'm not trying to pay full price for this or have my charge card and my card charged in the future. Because if that's the case, then I want you to just cancel it.
Well, see, it is a 14-day trial, so you have until like April the 13th. To call in and cancel before you would get a charge.
A charge for what, though?
For the product that you ordered. Huh?
The $13?
No, ma'am. The Melody Pods actually retail. Let me see here. Okay, so those earbuds. No way. Oh, I see what that is. Okay. The earbuds retail for $69.97. But, you know, we can apply a 35% discount to that end of trial charge if you'd like to, you know, stay on and decide that you like the product and want to keep it.
I didn't know I was going to pay full price. It never said that anywhere in there. So can you just go ahead and cancel the whole order, I guess?
Yes, ma'am. I can assist you with canceling out the account. But these watches are great for, you know, tracking your steps and monitoring your heart rate.
But I don't have the money to be paying for either of them. I was just going to get it because it was just going to charge me shipping. I mean, it sounded like a great deal, but if you guys were going to keep charging my card in the future, I don't have the money for that.
Oh, no, ma'am. It's just a one-time thing. Once the trial is done, they just charge you once. What we could do for you is bump that up to a 50% discount on that charge of $69.97, that would make the end of trial fee for the earbuds just $34.95.
Okay, so what about the watch?
Well, let me see. I haven't seen the watch show up on your order yet. Let me see if I can try to. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to. Yeah, as of right now, it's just showing the earbuds on your order. So, I mean, that could be because the watch.
You said they're doing something else on there.
Yeah, but that transaction didn't go through. So, I mean, as of right now, from what I can tell, the transaction has not gone through. But you can always call back, you know, later and see, you know, if that other item was added on to the purchase. If not, if you want to stay on with us, we could, you know, offer you another free pair of earbuds instead of a 50% discount.
No, I would just take the 70% discount on the earbuds.
Okay.
Like, that would work.
It's a 50% discount.
Sorry, 50%. So that would make it, what'd you say, 34 something?
Yes, ma'am, $34.95.
And y'all wouldn't charge my card until when for that?
You wouldn't be charged. Let me give you the exact date so I'm not telling you wrong. Hold on just one moment. I'm going to notate the account, and I'll come back with that information for you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, so what I'm going to go ahead and do is extend out the trial for you another 15 days, making that a full 30 days for you. So you won't have to call back and cancel until, if you are unsatisfied with the product, of course. You won't have to call back and cancel until April the 30th. So I would call buyer before the 29th of next month if you are unsatisfied with the product. And then if you're not, I will notate the account with $34.95 as the end of trial fee instead of the...
Yeah, that would be... I think that's going to be fine. If you could just note that, you know, I'm probably going to be satisfied with the...
Okay.
But if I do call back, you know, I will call back within the 30 days. But if the watch does come up, like, can you take that off there? Because...
Yes, ma'am. Just call back like in a couple of hours later on today and just, you know, ask the agent. Yes, we're 24 hours.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. You can call back to that same number. And if there is, you know, another transaction that has processed by the, you know, end of the day, then you want to do it today, though, because then they can just void the charge off and make sure that it never, like, ships to you. Because it's a lot of hassle if you try to return a product after it's already shipped. So that's why I just suggest to do it today.
Right. And the only reason I asked that is because whenever I completed the order, it showed both the watch and the pods.
Did you exit out of the screen?
I might still have it up. Hold on. No, I have it up right here. It shows the watch and the AirPods, and it charged me a total of
$13.89. Okay. Is that showing on your cards, like on your credit card? Your debit card?
I don't know. I don't know, but I wouldn't know about that. I'm on the Shop Advance product site right now where I just placed the order.
Check your email address, and if your email address says that you were charged $13, then it most likely will be on the order, and it just hasn't processed yet. But if the email address is only reflecting that $7.92, then
Where would the email be from?
The email would. Let's see here. Okay, so the email confirmation once you know that transaction has gone through will be sent to tabby1390@gmail.com, and it's titled Order Confirmation.
Okay, because I haven't got it yet.
Okay. Yeah, the status of that is on hold as of right now, so the charge is probably pending.
Okay. All right, then.
Yes,
Thank
ma'am.
You.
Do you have any other questions for customer support?
No, that's it. So after the charge of the 34 whatever, my card won't be charged again, right?
That's correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day, too. Bye-bye. Thank you.